is the repulsant snozcumber," cried the BFG, waving it about. "I squoggle it, I misspise it, I dispunge it. But because I is refusing to gobble up human beings like the other giants, I must spend my life guzzling up icky poo snogcumbers instead. If I don't, I will be nothing but skin and groans."
"You mean skin and bones," Sophie said.
"I know it is bones," the BFG said. "But please understand that I cannot be helping it if sometimes I is saying things a little squiggly. I is trying my very best all the time."
The big friendly giant looked suddenly so forlorn that Sophie got quite upset. "I'm sorry," she said. "I didn't mean to be rude."
"There was never any schools to teach me talking in giant country," the BFG said sadly.
"But couldn't your mother have taught you?" Sophie asked.
"My mother?" cried the BFG. "Giants don't have mothers. Surely you know that."
"I did not know that," Sophie said.
"Who ever heard of a woman giant?" shouted the BFG, waving the snozcumber around his head like a lasso. "There never was a woman giant, and there never will be one. Giants are always men."
Sophie felt herself getting a little muddled. "In that case," she said, "how were you born?"
"Giants isn't born. Giants appears, and that's all there is to it. They simply appears, the same way as the sun and the stars."
"And when did you appear?" Sophie asked.
"Now how on earth could I be knowing a thing like that? It was so long ago, I couldn't count."
"You mean you don't even know how old you are?"
"No giant is knowing that," the BFG said. "All I is knowing about myself is that I is very old. Very, very old and crumply. Perhaps as old as the earth."
"What happens when a giant dies?" Sophie asked.
"Giants is never dying," the BFG answered. "Sometimes, and quite suddenly, a giant is disappearing, and nobody is ever knowing where he goes to. But mostly us giants is simply going on and on like whiskey time twiddlers."
The BFG was still holding the awesome snozcumbers in his right hand, and now he put one into his mouth and bit off a huge hunk of it. He started crunching it up, and the noise he made was like the crunching of lumps of ice.
"It's filthing," he spluttered, speaking with his mouth full and spraying large pieces of snozcumber like bullets in Sophie's direction.
Sophie hopped around the table, ducking out of the way.
"It's disastrous," the BFG gurgled. "It's sickable. It's rotten. It's maggot-wise. Try it yourself, this foulsome snozcumber."
"No, thank you," Sophie said, backing away.
"It's all you're going to be guzzling around here from now on, so you might as well get used to it," said the BFG. "Go on, you snipsy little winkle. Have a go."
Sophie took a small nibble. She spluttered.
"Oh no! Oh gosh! Oh help!"
She spat it out quickly.
"It tastes of frog skins," she gasped, "and rotten fish."
"Worse than that," cried the BFG, roaring with laughter. "To me, it's tasting of clockroaches and slime wanglers."